times people are reduced to the dumbest thing they ever did. Like one time I smoked weed on Joe Rogan's podcast. And now all the time I hear Elon Musk, all he ever does is smoke weed on podcasts. Like I go from podcast to podcast, lighting up joints. It happened once. It's like reducing O.J. Simpson to murderer. That was one time. Fun fact, O.J. also hosted this show in 79. And again, in 96. Killed both times.
Killed it both times. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. And by the way, he didn't write that monologue. I'm sorry. He's brilliant, but I don't think he's a comedy writer. And in order to write stuff like that, you got to be on more than just weed. I'll just lay it out there. Coming up, Victor Jakes is a three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And he wrote a column over the weekend about how Mother's Day is essentially a rebuke to big government. The notion that it takes a village to raise a child, blah, 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 blah. And I'll just tell you, his column was spot on this week and very appropriate relative to Mother's Day. And, right now, Biden is trying to create a world where our kids will be essentially 24/7 the product of the government. And they'll raise them. Right now, they all but raise them. They have them in school for 8 hours a day. That's fine. Then they get sent to a daycare until mom and dad get home at 6. Okay? Then they, the traditional thing of, mom gets up and cooks bacon and eggs for breakfast or toast or waffles or whatever it is and then sends you on to school. No, you don't have to do that anymore. Because now they get the school lunch program, which now has escalated to school lunch, breakfast, and a late afternoon snack that gets sent home with the child, which he is free to share, he or she is free to share with anybody. Parents have abdicated their responsibility to feed their kids, except on weekends. And some school districts send a backpack home on Friday. I'm not sure if Clark County School District does that, but a lot of school districts around the country send a backpack full of food home for the weekend. So you don't have to feed them on the weekend either. It's just bizarre. Stay where you are. Victor Jakes from the RJ weighs in on Mother's Day and big government. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 5:31 right now as we check out our traffic cams. And crews are cleaning up that earlier incident, 515 northbound at Pecos. As you try to squeeze your way through there, give yourself some time. Look for a crash 15 southbound at Spring Mountain on the right shoulder. Another incident, US 95 south, that's at Torrey Pines. And that's affecting the HOV lanes as you try to work your way through there and make some fast time. Look for some reduced speeds in several different areas. Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana. 515 westbound, that's at Eastern as you make your way into the downtown area. And also slow in the northwest, US 95 northbound at Rancho.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders training camp is going to be held in Henderson. That's according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The NFL is loosening rules this year where, once again, teams are going to be allowed to hold training camp away from their team facility. And historically, the Raiders have held training camp in Napa, California. However, according to the report, the decision has been made to go ahead and keep training camp in Henderson. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they can clinch the division and the President's Trophy with a win tonight, arguably the biggest game of the year, as the Golden Knights this evening are matched up against the Colorado Avalanche. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
John, Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Will you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Joining us now, always good to have her on, a rare Monday appearance, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how was your Mother's Day?
It was great, Kevin. It was wonderful. We just went down to the Wynn and actually had a nice meal. It wasn't too crowded, but busy enough. It was good to see some action down on the Strip.
Oh, that is absolutely great. And your mom's doing okay?
She's doing well. Thanks so much. She's doing great.
No, that is great. This is going to be a big week in our nation's capital. We know that Liz Cheney, her head is on the chopping block, and as early as Wednesday, there will be a vote in the House of Representatives among the Republicans, and they're going to vote on ousting her and inserting Elise Stefanik. I don't know much about her. What do you know about her, and what does this mean for the Republican Party? Does this mean we are the Trump Party?
Well, Trump certainly gave his endorsement of her, but of course you see a lot of conservative things saying that she's not a conservative enough, and here we have again another litmus test. Elise Stefanik is a pretty popular figure. She's a pretty outspoken figure. She's a tough New Yorker. Her voting record isn't as conservative as people want it to be, but what she hasn't done is trash not only Donald Trump, but the entire base of the Republican Party. I hate to break it to Liz Cheney, but Liz Cheney isn't going to get more than 1% of the vote, but God, I hope she runs for president. There's very few people that are trying to protect Liz Cheney, and that would be like Adam Kinzinger out of Illinois, who also endorsed a never-Trumper in Texas, and they didn't even make it into the primary. So you have a bunch of never-Trumpers like Liz Cheney, like Adam Kinzinger, who go on CNN and write op-eds for the Washington Post, and CNN and Washington Post don't reach Trump supporters. They actually trash Trump supporters. So what this means is finally finding somebody that I will actually advocate for not just one side of the base, the neocon side of the base, but all of the base, and that is running the best, most qualified candidate and electing and selecting candidates down the ticket that put Americans first and China last.
Wow. Wow. The other thing that's going on is the president is courting Joe Manchin. I guess that meeting was today at the White House. There will be Republicans coming to the White House and Republican senators coming to the White House over the course of the next couple of days, all trying to sell this stimulus, or I'm sorry, the infrastructure bill with only 5% infrastructure in the bill. Is he going to win this battle? Will he get Joe Manchin to come back to the Democrat side?
Well, that's always a wild card, isn't it? But from what Joe Manchin has said, he's not really on to the whole socialist hijacking of this country like Joe Biden, the supposed moderate, is. And so we have a firewall in Joe Manchin, but we'll see just how that firewall holds. And I have to laugh that they call it an infrastructure bill, which you point out only, what, 5 or 10%? Of the $4 trillion package, something ridiculous, goes to infrastructure, when in fact, we just had a technology, basically a hijacking of our entire colonial pipeline, which is responsible for oil and gas transportation along our southeast area of our country, which is causing, of course, gas prices. Like, so how did hackers break into the pipeline? Isn't pipeline infrastructure? And they're trying to tell us that election systems can't be hacked, yet a huge swath of our energy dependence on this pipeline has just been hacked, supposedly by perhaps Russian hackers or foreign hackers.
Well, and don't forget when we talk about infrastructure, daycare is infrastructure. I don't know if the colonial pipeline.
Packing the Supreme Court is infrastructure now.
It's all infrastructure. I want to take you into another area, and that is Dr. Fauci was on the Sunday shows yesterday, and once again, reverses himself, moves one direction. I mean, he's like an NFL running back, you know, slipping and sliding let me just ask you this whole mask thing. Are we on the verge of dumping the mask? I mean, it seemed like that's what Fauci was saying yesterday.
You know, I wish I had the crystal ball that he looks into so he can just easily change his mind based on quote-unquote science at every drop of the hat. But Steve Sisolak, our governor, who's, by the way, his chief medical officer of the entire state, doesn't even hold a licensed medical degree in the United States. He basically said that he wants 3 million people vaccinated, which is a far greater amount of Nevadans than the 60% he said that we need in order to rip the masks off. Last week, Steve Sisolak said it was 60% to remove the masks. Now it's over 3 million Nevadans, which is a far greater representation of 60% of Nevadans. It's more up towards 80 to 90%. It's the same type of skew that Fauci's giving where, you know, 80% or 90% of Americans need to be vaccinated. Well, that's a real problem because you have about 30% of Americans saying absolutely no way, I'm not getting the vaccination, and you're not going to force to get me the vaccination. So because this has absolutely nothing to do with science and everything to do with control, it is not protecting you, it is not protecting your grandmother, it's not protecting the person across the street or across the way from you in the restaurant. It is simply just kabuki theater. It's for them to control the masses, change behaviors, and psychologically condition people into believing that what they're doing is for the good of mankind, when in fact it's more harmful to mankind.
We had a lousy jobs report. 266,000 jobs created last week, and the fact is they were expecting 1 million new jobs created, only 266,000. Many are saying it's the stimulus checks that are keeping people at home. It's the extended benefits for unemployment. And now Governor Ron DeSantis, who's become a real hero for me, he is telling the unemployed in his state to start looking for a job. Is that a message that's long overdue?
Well, yes, and Mississippi also just turned down any federal unemployment assistance because they want their Mississippians to go back to work. It is much more lucrative right now for a person to stay at home instead of take a job at the nearest restaurant or whoever's hiring, because of the not only the stimulus checks, but also the expansion in the amount that the unemployed receive biweekly or bimonthly. So, yeah, we need to put, once you start feeding, there's a reason why, Kevin, if you go to a national park, it says, please do not feed the animals. Now, why do they tell you not to feed the animals? Because the animals become dependent on what you're feeding them. And this is the same type of psychology that's going on in front of us with people paying to stay home. And, of course, this is going to pave the way for the Democrats' ultimate dream of having a universal basic income.
Wow. More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/radio.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Finishing out our conversation with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com on the unemployment situation. Did you see the thing today that Gavin Newsom, who is in the midst of a recall election, wants to give the unemployed of the People's Republic of California, this is crazy, $600 extra a week, or for a family, $1,100 a week. Is Gavin Newsom trying to buy this recall election? Hello? Well, we had Megan Barth online from ReaganBabe.com. Apparently, we have lost the connection. No? Oh, okay. Megan, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had it on mute.
Oh, you muted yourself. Now, that's... God forbid. No, yes. No. Is Gavin Newsom, did you hear the question?
Yes, I did. And I'm certain that that money is not going to only go to American citizens. I'm sure that money is going to go with people who have absolutely no right to be here. I'm glad to know that California is just awash with revenue in order to give this universal basic income. And like I said, this whole entire lockdown, as well as all of the bennies that have been given to the SERP, are just a stepping stone of universal basic income, much like Obamacare was just the stepping stone and foundation to universal medical care, socialized medicine. And so I'm surprised because California lost a huge revenue base. I think over 200,000 people fled the state, somewhere around that number, and they even lost a seat in the Congress because so many people are fleeing California. Gavin Newsom and the Democrats always use bribes in order to keep their electorate fed with beans and housed in, you know, one-bedroom apartments, because that's what they want for all of us. This is ultimately the destruction of personal property as well as personal income, and then what they do is they confiscate that income through taxes and they'd redistribute it to the underprivileged, so to speak.
Well, one other key issue. Governor Sisolak today issued a statement saying that he had received from the U.S. Department of Treasury new guidance on how Nevada can spend what is going to end up being $2.7 billion. It's 150 pages. Whenever the government gives you money, there's always strings attached. I have a feeling somewhere in this 150 pages, there are the strings that are attached to $2.7 billion.
Right, and our state also is operating, I guess, with a surplus of $538 million. And what I can tell you is that money is certainly not going to go fix the education system. It'll probably go in the union's pockets, the administrator's pocket. It'll just expand the education bureaucracy. What the governor will do is build government. That's what this governor does. He doesn't build jobs. He'll give it to, of course, the union jobs. We'll have our streets and our roads continually under disrepair and repair. You can't drive through Vegas or Clark County without some sort of, you know, roadblock and construction that is ongoing. So that's, I'm sure, where the money will be spent, is on all of his comrades as well as his pet projects.
Wow. Megan, if folks want to reach out to you, depending on where the war on big tech is on a given day, how can they find you?
ReaganBabe.com is my website. ReaganBabe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They can sign up for my newsletter on my website or on Facebook.
Sounds good. We will talk to you again next week on your regular day, okay?
Very good, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Megan. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stay where you are. More to do. We'll close it out for a Monday as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that some other states are setting the example by allowing their people to go without masks, will our governor finally see the light? We'll talk about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Does applying for a mortgage feel like a chore? Call 529-2444. At GFL Capital, we'll open the door. Call 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. NV license MB4265, NMLS 64367.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall, gentleman Jim Dallas, closing out another one, and now with the Colonial Pipeline that has been shut down because of cyber hacking. Now the question is the price of gasoline going to spike again, as it already has?
I don't see how it can't, because there's been a disruption in the flow of fuel, and it's pretty much up and down the East Coast from what I understand. And
it goes from Texas all the way to the East Coast and then north.
Right. So, yeah. So there's definitely going to be a delay. And you know what happens? Supply and demand. If the demand is up, as summer is coming, and the supply is down, you know that the price is, it's only going to go up.
Yeah.
And but I think Megan made a very good point just a few minutes ago when she was talking about how we hear a lot of people telling us that, oh, the Dominion machines can't be hacked, but yet the whole East Coast, their supply of gasoline can be hacked. So it's not a real stretch, I don't think, to say that those Dominion machines could have been hacked.
Yeah. Yeah. If they can do Target or Walmart or any of the big box stores, they've been hacked before.